The British Israel Church of God presents the Watchman program. The Watchman says, watch world news, watch Europe, watch China, watch the Middle East. The Watchman unlocks all Bible prophecy from the past and the present and the world to come. And now, evangelist and commentator, Peter Salemi.
And greetings, friends around the world. This is Peter Salemi, and welcome to the Watchman program. Tensions are rising high in the East China Sea. China and Japan are disputing over a small series of uninhabited islands in the East China Sea, known to Japan as the Sakaku Islands and to China as the Diu Islands. Now, Japan feels that they have control over these islands because they effectively have administrative control over these islands, but of course China disputes that fact and they feel that these islands belong to them. Now, what does this have to do with the United States of America? Well, way back in 1960, the United States and Japan signed a treaty called the Treaty of Mutual Cooperation and Security, and U.S. President Barack Obama stressed recently in Tokyo on April the 23rd that these disputed islands fall, and I'm quoting here, within the scope of Article 5 of the U.S.-Japan Treaty of Mutual Cooperation and Security. Now, what is that Article 5 of that charter? Well, let me quote to you that charter. Article 5, it says, each party recognizes that an armed attack against either party in the territories, speaking of the United States and Japan, in the territories under the administration of Japan would be dangerous to its own peace and safety, and declares that it would act to meet the common danger in accordance with its constitutional provisions and processes. So if either party, Japan or the United States, gets attacked, then one party would help the other. So this means that if China wants these undisputed islands that Japan is administering right now and they attack Japan, the United States will automatically become involved in war against China. Now, tensions are continuing to grow. I want to quote to you something from the WantChinaTimes.com, and this was reported May the 1st, 2014, and it says here that Japan has responded to the announcement that China and Russia will conduct a joint naval exercise in the waters off the disputed islands known as to Japan as the Senkaku to Japan and the Diu to China, by stating that it would hold its own exercise in the region, according to Japanese public broadcaster NHK on May the 1st. The exercise will be held next month in the waters of Kagoshima Prefecture at the south tip of Kyushu, the broadcaster said. Tokyo's announcement follows reports that the People's Liberation Army Navy and Russian Navy will deploy a total of 20 vessels to take part in the joint naval exercise in the East China Sea later this month. Reuters reported that the joint drill poses a serious challenge to the United States and Japan as China aims to show its strengthening military ties with Russia. The Japan Ground Self-Defense Force will likely mobilize 1,000 military personnel for the upcoming amphibious exercise. A Japanese defense military source told NHK that the exercise may last for 2 weeks as a counter method to the Sino-Russian joint naval exercise. Local residents in that region have already been informed of the drill, the source added. Amid ongoing tensions between China and Japan, the vice president of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party will visit Beijing between May 4th and May 6th. And in the meanwhile, Qin Gang, spokesperson of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, has said that politicians from Japan's ruling or opposition parties are welcome to visit China as a way to improve ties between the two nations. So tensions are building in the East China Sea. And now Russia and China are having naval exercises. They keep stroking the flames. Now, many different commentators from many different news wires and sources are really starting to get worried about what's happening in that East China Sea and the whole situation that's happening in the East China Sea. Now, we here at the Church of God have been warning our peoples about the coming war with China, that China is the enemy of the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And eventually, China will put our people in a condition of slavery and captivity at just before the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We've also said that China is going to deliver that deadly blow that will break apart all of the NATO alliance. That China already has a what they call a NATO in the East, called the Shanghai Corporation Organization, which includes Russia, and they are in an alliance together, and they're calling it the NATO of the East. We have said that China will get into a war with the United States in their navy, in the seas, and they will deliver this deadly blow, and NATO will break apart. Now, a few months ago, when Barack Obama announced that Asian pivot, that he's going to concentrate the Army, Navy, and Air Force of the United States more towards the East because of the growing threat of China, and not so much the Middle East, well, then I saw that the prophecies of the Bible are starting to come to pass quicker than I thought. But these prophecies will come to pass. These prophecies are sure because Almighty God gave these prophecies through his servants, the prophets, and he says that these prophecies are sure and they will happen. Where is China identified in the pages of your Bible? How can the Bible ignore the great empire of the East China, a population of about 1 billion people? Every sixth person in this world is Chinese. How can the Bible ignore this great and powerful nation? Well, believe it or not, the Bible does mention this great nation in the end time prophecies of your Bible. And that the Bible says that China will lead a huge alliance against the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and will attack these nations like locusts, and they will devour all the lands of the United States and the British Commonwealth and put our people in slavery and captivity because we have forsaken Almighty God. Now, before I get into some of these prophecies, let's just take a look at some of the things that have happened in the past two decades when it comes to China and the United States. And we see that China has bought up American debt, that they are our creditors, and that the United States is the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. How can the United States keep up this military presence on a global scale when they are $17 trillion in debt? And most of that debt belongs to China. We see that China has gutted the American manufacturing sector. We see that China is buying up all our natural raw materials and resources. They have bought up Canadian and American businesses. And what else can they take but our land? They've taken everything else. Why not take our land, which the Bible says they will take because of the richness that we have in commodities and of because of our economy, and that they own most of our economy anyways. And when we cannot pay our debts, Almighty God says that China will come and take our lands. There are now whole townships in America and even cities that belong to China now as payment for the debts that we have accumulated here in the Western world. China is benefiting off of America because America has spent its way into the poorhouse, because America keeps leveraging its debt and passing it on to the next generation, and they continue to spend on these social welfare programs and trying to appease every single minority and every single special interest group that we have in the United States and Canada because of these massive spending projects. We have spent our way into the poorhouse, and China is benefiting off of our spending spree because they are the ones that are giving us our credit card. They are our creditors. And what does God say about lending and borrowing? He says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. So already we are slaves in an economic sense, but eventually we will become slaves physically to our creditor nations, mainly China. Now, before I get on with some of these prophecies about China, I want to offer you this free booklet, China in Prophecy. Absolutely free of charge. All you got to do is log on to our website, BritishIsrael.ca. That's British-Israel.ca, the official homepage of the British Israel Church of God. Or you can just Google the British Israel Church of God, and the search engine will take you to our website. Now, if you want to write, call, or text your orders, Bill Patsinas will give you the addresses and phone numbers where you can obtain this free material.
To get your free literature, please write to us at the British Israel Church of God. Our Canadian address is 6 Hawstead Crescent, spelled H-A-W-S-T-E-A-D Crescent, Brooklyn, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is L1M2M5. Our USA address is 171 West Barbara Avenue, Pahrump, Nevada. Postal code 89060. Or log onto our website at www.britishisrael.ca. Or if you'd like to reach us by telephone, Pastor Peter Salemi's phone number is area code 905-447-4415. Or myself, Bill Patsinas, at area code 416-898-7407.
All right, thank you, Bill. Get that free literature, China in Prophecy, absolutely free of charge. Dial 905-447-4415 or 416-898-7407. Call or text your orders, leave us your name and address, and this booklet will go to you absolutely free of charge. So order it today. All right, where is China identified in the pages of the Bible? When I found out where China is identified in the pages of the Bible and I saw the prophecies about China, it was like a ton of bricks just fell on me. I couldn't believe the prophecy and how accurate the prophecy was and how up-to-date the Bible actually is in this end time, and it is absolute proof that this is the Bible, the inspired Word of God. Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, here God Almighty says to Ezekiel, he says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog." Now, who is Gog? This word Gog, when you look at Bullinger's Companion Bible, he plainly shows that Gog means Agag. Agag was the king of the Amalekites, and Amalek was the son of Esau, who married into the Hittite Empire. And he was married into that Hittite Empire, and the Hittites were called the Kethay, or the Kittim peoples. And at that time, the Kittim peoples dwelt in what is called today modern-day Turkey, and they also colonized Italy, and the ancient name for Italy is Cathay. And that name stuck with Italy, even though the Kittim peoples are not the Italian peoples today. The Hittite Empire, when it collapsed, the Hittites moved eastward into Persia and then eventually into China. And Agag, the king of the Amalekites, that royal tribe that led the Hittites, went into the east part as well. And these people settled into China. And you will get all that in that booklet, China in Prophecy, for all the proofs on that. So the Hittites, the Chittim peoples, migrated into China, and so did Amalek. And the ancient name for China is Cathay, just like the ancient name of Italy is Cathay, because the Hittites migrated into China. So Gog is the Chinese peoples today. And God says, set thy face against Gog, meaning China, the land of Magog, which is Mongolia, and all of China is really the land of Magog, but the Hittite peoples, the Chittim peoples, came into China and occupy it now, but the Mongolians still dwell to the north. The land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshek and Tubal. Now here, everybody thinks that this word chief means Rosh, and it is in Hebrew Rosh, but it has nothing to do with the word Rus or Rus or Russia. They have nothing to do with each other. The word Rus means the land of the blondes. The word Rosh means chief or head. You've heard of the word Rosh Hashanah. Well, that phrase Rosh Hashanah means head or chief of the year. It is the Jewish New Year. It's got nothing to do with Russia, Rus, or Russia. They just cannot reconcile the two words. And we go through that with you in our other booklet called Russia in Prophecy. And if you want to order that booklet, you can have that as well. I intend to offer Russia in Prophecy. But since I am talking about Russia right now, if you want that booklet, Russia in Prophecy, along with China in Prophecy, please do so. Call us 905-447-4415 or 416-898-7407 and order that booklet as well. Russia and China in Prophecy. He is Gog, the chief prince of Meshek and Tubal. And we have identified Meshek and Tubal as Manchuria and Tibet. And China is the chief prince of both of those nations. And we all know about what's happening with the Dalai Lama and China and how the Tibetans want China out of Tibet and so on, and they're protesting. So China is the chief prince of Tubal or Tibet, and prophesy against him. And then God says and say, thus says the eternal God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshek and Tubal. I will turn thee back. Now that's old King James language. And it means I will turn you around and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. So here is a huge army. And obviously China has a huge army, and they have invested multiple billions of dollars to modernize their military, their navy, their air force, their land forces. They have 2.3 million people in the army alone. So here Almighty God says that here is a huge army of Gog that he is going to bring forth. And here is the alliances that he makes. Persia, which is modern-day Iran, Ethiopia and Libya, but it should read Put and Kush. Kush, we know about the Hindu Kush Mountains in India. And Kush was divided into two separate groups. One went east into India, the other went west into Africa. Obviously, this is speaking of Eastern Kush. We know about the Hindu Kush Mountains. The Kushites are in India. And Put. It says Libya, but it should read Put. We read of the Rajputs in Pakistan. This is speaking of Pakistan. Now, if you notice, these are all anti-American nations. And these are also part of the Shanghai Corporation Organization. Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, which means Cambodia. And it also means all his bands, meaning Vietnam, Laos, Indonesia, and so on. This is Gomer and all his bands. The House of Togarma, which are in the Caucasus regions of Armenia, and all the Turkestan, Uzbekistan, and all the stands in that area there. Of the North Quarters, and all his bands, and many people with you. And this also includes Russia, and you will see that in that booklet, Russia in Prophecy as well. And many people with you, be thou prepared and prepare thyself, thou and all thy company, that are assembled unto you. So here is a huge alliance, probably called the Shanghai Corporation Organization. Maybe they'll change it later, or maybe they will just beef it up with all these alliances, and it'll be called the Shanghai Corporation Organization. Maybe they'll keep that name. And be thou a guard unto them, or as it should read, a leader. So China is the leader of this huge alliance. Now notice the time setting of this prophecy. And many days you shall be visited. In the latter years you shall come into the land, or the nation, that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. Now what land calls itself E Pluribus Unum? Out of many, we are one, the United States of America. And that is the prime target. Now notice, against the mountains of Israel. Now mountain is a symbol of a nation. Almighty God said that Jacob would become a nation and a company of nations. And that is Manasseh and Ephraim. And we have identified Manasseh as the United States and Ephraim as the British Commonwealth. So here we see the land, or the nation, that is brought back from the sword, and the mountains of Israel, a nation and a company of nations, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States of America, against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste, but it is brought forth out of nations, and they shall dwell safely, even all of them. What a perfect description of our nations today. Then he says that you shall ascend, and you shall come like a storm, and you shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your bands and many people with you. So here we see a huge alliance against the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Now, how is this going to start? How is this going to escalate? We have been constantly saying here on the Watchman broadcast that NATO will break apart, that in Jeremiah the 30th chapter and verse 14, it says that all your allies have forgotten you, they seek you not, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Why criest thou for thine affliction? So here is that deadly blow from an enemy, and they shall be afflicted. Back in Numbers, the 24th chapter, and verse 24, this prophecy, this ancient prophecy, in the days of Moses, it says this, and the ships shall come, so here is a naval attack, from the coasts of Kittim. And who is Kittim? Modern-day China. Kittim, Hittites, Cathay, it's all one and the same peoples. And who heads the Kittim peoples? Gog, or Agag. Now notice, this is a naval attack. The ship shall come from the coasts of Kittim, off the coasts of China. They will go out into the sea, and they shall afflict, there is that affliction that we just read, Asher, and shall afflict Eber. Now notice, Asher and Eber have a common enemy, which is the Chittim peoples. Asher, we have identified as Germany, and Eber, meaning the Hebrew peoples, that is the United States and the British Commonwealth of Nations and the peoples of Northwestern Europe. Obviously, this is NATO, and NATO will be attacked by China and her allies, and they will give NATO that deadly blow. And when they receive that deadly blow, it says, all your allies will forsake you. They have forgotten you. They seek you not. NATO will break apart, and China is the one that's going to give them that deadly blow. Now, it's interesting that China, just last year in November, released a graph showing a nuclear attack that would wipe out the entire western half of the United States. It was released by a state-run Chinese media, I'm quoting here from the article, Chinese media to demonstrate the awesomeness of the Chinese military capacity. It is supposed to demonstrate that Beijing's nuclear submarines, notice the attack comes from the sea, as the prophecy says, the ship shall come from the coasts of Kittim. Nuclear submarines can attack Western American cities to counterbalance U.S. nuclear deterrence in the Pacific. Now, as I said, are these tensions over these disputed islands going to escalate and turn into the Chinese naval forces? Are they going to come out eventually and attack the United States? This article continues to say, according to the Washington Times, the article features 30 images detailing damage projections for the West Coast cities after being struck by a Chinese nuclear warhead. In bone-chilling detail, the article discusses strategy for inflicting maximum damage. Because of the Midwest states of the U.S. are sparsely populated, in order to increase the lethality, our nuclear attacks should mainly target the cities on the west coast of the United States, such as Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. The 12 JL-2 nuclear warheads carried by one single type 094 SSBM can kill and wound 5 million to 12 million Americans, the article says. Now, we have been warning our peoples for decades that China is going to rise, and by 2016 will be the superpower to exceed the United States in superpower status. And we have been warning our peoples that China will become a superpower and will attack the United States of America. Now, why do you think Russia is stroking the flames there in the Ukraine? Why do you think Russia is starting to show its military prowess? Because they see the weakness in American leadership. And China sees it as well. Notice verse 10 of Ezekiel the 38th chapter. Thus says the Eternal, it shall come to pass that at that same time shall things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought, and you shall say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates. And that's ancient language for we have let down our defenses, that we have become weak, that we are cutting back our military. And China will see this, and they're seeing it now, and they're like sharks in the water. And it says, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places which are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Those are our commodities. Those are our natural raw materials and resources. And they see American weakness. They see Western weakness, and they're going to take advantage. Get this free booklet, China in Prophecy, absolutely free of charge. This is Peter Salemi saying goodbye, friends, and I'll see you here next time on the Watchman Program.
All our literature is offered free of charge. Log on to our website at BritishIsrael.ca or Google the British Israel Church of God. This is Bill Pitsina saying goodbye, friends.